And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Of course, Tracy Morgan in with you. So on the phone with me is Mr. Kevin Amick. Now, we've talked to Kevin before, the director of the Butler VA. Kevin, thank you very much for joining me once again on the program.
Hey, Trace, it's great to chat with you again today.
And I wish we could talk about happier times, but it is the news that we live. So today we're going to focus on COVID vaccines, spacing there at the Butler VA, staffing, and those kinds of questions. So let me start with your spacing, if you don't mind. How is your space right now for treating COVID patients? Do you have enough rooms?
Yeah, so we certainly are in a good position here in Butler, and we continue to have folks over in our domiciliary as well as our CLC and our inpatient area. So we've even got surge capacity in case we would have to take anybody from any of the other VAs here. So our space is looking good right now, as well as the staffing. Staffing's doing really well.
And I do want to ask about staffing in a moment. So help us understand, if we have not been a part of the VA or any VA, do you have like an emergency unit like other hospitals have, or do you have a COVID unit, an IC unit, or how do you run that within a VA?
Yeah, we don't have an ICU or other inpatients, just the community living center and a domiciliary. So the long-term care institute or the folks that are over in our long-term suite, those are the main folks that we have. And we've been sitting around 46 or 48 veterans in that area. If something happens that we need some of those other services, med-surge beds or something like that, Pittsburgh is our VA go-to, and certainly our relationships with the facilities out in town and those working relationships.
Well, let me ask you, because when this all began 8 or 9 months ago, I saw other reports, if you will, that what could possibly happen is that Butler VA could possibly accept other patients as this all began. Did that ever happen? Did Butler VA ever accept other patients from other VA entities?
We accepted a few from Pittsburgh at the time, and that really kind of was our surge plan. Our capacity to go up in our community living center here is upwards of 70, 78 patients that we could take. And as I said, we were sitting around 46 at the time. So to make sure we had that surge plan in case we had to take any CLC patients from any of the other facilities, Philly or Pittsburgh, to free up their beds that they could then turn into COVID wards, was kind of the surge plan for us here. And we took a handful from Pittsburgh at a time when things got a little bit tight over there. But we are fortunate enough that we did not have to do that too much. But again, have the plans to be able to surge now if that was a need as well.
So could you describe through your viewpoint of what it looks like to you over the past few months to where we are today? Because when we're looking at hospital and hospital numbers, you see the, a general increase, if we could say that, of course, with no numbers right in front of me. Did you see that along this journey that we've been on for the past many months? Did you see an increase, or have you stabilized at the Butler VA?
No, I wouldn't say that we've necessarily stabilized. I think we're seeing the same thing that that we're seeing out. I'll tell you that we watch those numbers closely every single day, and the positivity rate as well as the testing rate of cases in the region in our Butler VA catchment area. You know, we have community-based outlying clinics out in Armstrong and Clarion and Lawrence and Mercer. So we watch those numbers out there, too, to see, how many people are going out and getting tested and what that positivity rate is there. Certainly would have an impact on, our preparation for surge, as well as we start to progress into talking about the vaccination and what we might be seeing as far as people wanting and needing to be vaccinated.
So, and we'll get to vaccinations here in a moment as well. And so, Kevin, let me just reiterate. So the Butler VA is doing well with space right now. You have space if you needed to go beyond certain units. Would that be the way to say it? Because you don't necessarily have units, or do you have all your COVID patients in one area?
Yeah, so we are fortunate enough right now to have no positive COVID cases within our CLC or our domiciliary. So we'll knock on wood for that, and we'll be thankful that we don't have any positives right now.
Okay.
But you're accurate. We are in very good shape with the space to allow any surge if needed within the VA here, and partnering with Pittsburgh and the local community to be able to take veterans in here. And we are well staffed to be able to do that too. We increased some staffing hires during this time frame to prepare in case that surge came, that we would have enough staff to be able to provide that surge.
Yeah, let's talk about your staff. So how is your staff holding up emotionally? And I know if you're in a different position than a hospital or an emergency room kind of scenario, there's going to be a little bit of a difference there. But you're all human. I've said this to you before. We're all going through this, and we've all been upended, and that's stressful enough. So how is your staff doing?
So I'll start it off by saying what an awesome staff I have here at the Butler VA. They're doing very well. We have tried to do things to help them decompress, have a lot of conversations, certainly employee assistance programs to help people during those stressful during the stressful times that we're having. Tried to encourage each other quite often on a daily basis with the things that we do. But, you know, Butler being a little bit smaller facility than some other VAs doesn't always mean that that's a good thing. So lots of times, because it is smaller, people wear dual hats here in our VA system here. So they get the stress of not only being maybe a primary care nurse, but also assisting with the flu vaccines that we give, or being part of the team that's doing their normal job and now preparing to be part of the team to do the vaccinations. So, you know, we try to encourage each other. We try to catch our breath on weekends when we can, and we certainly look out for the safety. I think I mentioned on our last call about our mandatory masking when you come in here in the facility, that it's 100% of people that come into the building get screened with questions about any kind of symptoms, that we're taking temperatures on everybody here. So making sure that they feel safe when they come into work here in this building helps out a lot as far as their mood as well.
Let's say the VA sees a surge, or Butler VA itself would see a surge, just for example. Would your staff, well, let me put it this way. Let's say there's a surge elsewhere, whether it be in the community or another VA. Would your staff be able to help out, whether it be within the community of Butler County or another VA? Has there ever been a plan for that?
So I will tell you, during this time, so there are 9 medical facilities within our Veterans Integrated Service Network, which is kind of our region. There are 9 medical facilities here. Out of those 9, our Butler system deployed the most staff to assist with the veteran state home issues that they were having in Pennsylvania and Ohio. We deployed a lot of staff for extended periods of time, 2-week intervals, and some re-upped for that to go help out those state homes that were having those breakouts. So it was assisting. We have some people deployed right now to assist Pittsburgh, maybe 2 or 3 people that are over there in Pittsburgh to help them out with some staffing shortages they have. So we're always willing to assist and partner and look out for veterans wherever they're at.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think if some people hear you're doing okay, but maybe other health systems are quite intensely busy, that doesn't mean that you all are sitting back and relaxing. You all are in this as frontline workers yourselves.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad you raised that. So I'll tell you, so there is still business going on here within our Butler healthcare system. I would say, you know, we're seeing about 50% of what we saw pre-COVID still face-to-face. But it doesn't mean that we're seeing 50% of our veterans. We're still seeing those large numbers, but some of that's been switched to phone appointments, or what we call VVC appointments, where they're either on an appointment with their iPad, being able to see their provider, or a video connect that's on their smartphone where they're seeing their provider. So we're still seeing a lot of folks here, still filling a lot of prescriptions, still taking a lot of labs. primary care, mental health, specialty services, even some of those specialty services like optometry and podiatry that don't lend themselves well to virtual are still being seen at larger numbers of face-to-face appointments. But those that can be converted to a virtual visit to make the patient more safe and less interaction with staff, those things are occurring at very high numbers as well.
Mr. Kevin Amick with S. Butler VA Director. And when you mentioned mental health, I know we wanted to talk about that in the past many months. I'm glad I have you now. Are you able to speak on that topic or just share what the mental health of veterans is right now? I know we missed Suicide Prevention Month in September. Are you able to share how veterans are doing right now in the way of their mental health?
I'll just say again, we're seeing those veterans who have had mental health appointments in the past. We continue to see those at large numbers. What we lacked a little bit of during the peak of COVID was the ability to be able to do group sessions. So the one-on-one sessions were always going. Mental health does lend itself very well to virtual care because, as I mentioned, the iPad and their mental health provider still being able to see each other face-to-face but not having to come into the building. That lends very well. We have started up groups again, but sometimes if it used to be a larger group of maybe 20 or 30 is maybe two groups of 10 instead that allow us to do some social distancing within the rooms that we do that group to where the folks are not sitting right next to each other but 6 feet apart but still being able to continue to do that. If we have emergency mental health appointment that's needed, we see those daily. So there's no wait time to get in for mental health appointment if it's an emergency to be able to get in. And that goes for primary care as well.
Kevin, can you talk about vaccines for a few minutes with us? Because upon approval, is the Butler VA expected to get vaccines? What will distribution look like?
Yeah. So the VA actually did do a news release today. I think it was this morning. What they have said is, of course, like everybody else, we're waiting on the emergency use authorizations to be approved. And right now, I think the most talked about are the Pfizer has theirs up first. And Moderna is second in line. There are certainly some other trials going on right now, but these are the two that are kind of out in front. It was announced from the VA that if Pfizer gets approved, there are 37 medical centers across the country that will receive the Pfizer right away. Butler is not one of those. The two closest that we have that will receive those vaccines is the Pittsburgh VA and the Philadelphia VA. And part of that reason is that they have the ability to be able to vaccinate very high numbers of staff members and patients in their community living centers because of how large those facilities are. So we will certainly be next. We are here at Butler, as well as the VA, certainly prepared and positioned well to be able to provide those vaccinations. We've done tabletop exercises and walkthroughs on what that would look like. We have our plan in place. And certainly once we are identified to be getting the vaccinations here, we will certainly get that information out to our veterans. I will say that the CDC is giving guidelines on kind of a priority list for who should receive the vaccine first. And some of that is the healthcare workers are certainly among the first, and that's partially because of the high risk of contracting and spreading the COVID disease to other staff members and patients. And then when we talked about that other set, our veterans that are in our long-term care facilities will be the first set of veteran patients that will be vaccinated as well. And then as the supply continues to go, then our hope is really to get any employee or veteran that desires to get the COVID vaccine to be able to get them that shot.
Now, when you say that we'll, meaning Butler VA, likely be next, does anyone have any idea of when next will be? Some in the public are wondering, when will we be next? If the Butler VA is not even in the first round of this, when is next?
Yeah, so I would say, so Pfizer is set to give out their first doses to not only these 37, but I think Butler Memorial even announced in the one of their news outlets recently that they're going to be getting the Pfizer vaccine. So it's not just the VA that's getting their first Pfizer. It's out to other facilities. I think Clarion Hospital's getting the Pfizer as well. So that'll be out there for the general public. Moderna is only about a week behind. So I think next week Moderna is supposed to be heard by the FDA right away. And if Moderna product is passed, then I would venture to say that we would probably be getting a shipment of Moderna vaccine as quickly. So if FDA approves Pfizer today, those vaccines could be out at those facilities within a couple days. And I would expect the same thing from Moderna.
The last I understood that Pfizer and Moderna both had vaccines that had very different storage requirements. Does that make a difference to the Butler VA as you're waiting to see when you get a vaccine and from whom it'll be from?
So it has no bearing for us, only for the good news is that the Pfizer requires a freezer that can handle things at minus 70 degrees. Moderna is minus 20 degrees. We have both type freezers at our facility. So, again, we're set up very well to be able to receive what they issue us. I think the biggest thing when CDC starts to roll these things out is making sure, because they are a series of two shots, is you have to get the same thing. So if you send us Pfizer for shot one, then Pfizer's got to be the product that we get for number two.
And when you do start vaccinating folks there at the Butler VA, are you doing your healthcare workers first?
So we'll follow the same CDC guidelines that they will roll out. Our employees will have a different kind of pecking order, too, so it's not all of the employees all at once. Certainly, again, if our CLC patients that desire to get that shot would be the first veterans that would be able to get it. Our staff over in CLC would be our first employees that would get it, but we don't want to vaccinate all of them at one time, so that if somebody does get sick or have a reaction, that you still have staff to be able to provide that patient care. So we're thinking through the whole process to make sure that we do this the right way, so it has no adverse impact on the care that we give.
I'm sorry to turn my microphone down. Down the road, would the Butler VA ever become a distribution point, if you will, for the public to get vaccines? Has that ever been talked about? Could that happen? Would that happen?
Yeah, there hasn't really been talk about that. I think the difficulty with doing that is how that documentation would take place. With the VA right now, as we put things into our systems here, those things will be reported directly back to the CDC data. So I think those things would have to be worked out. So I would say never, but I'm sure, like with Butler Memorial and with Clarion Hospitals, they've already got their plan of action in place and what their requirements are as far as reporting back to CDC as well.
In the way of COVID cases throughout this entire pandemic thus far, have you lost folks to the pandemic? Have you lost veterans?
We have. There have been some veterans. So we haven't lost any within our facility, but we have had veterans that have been out in the community that we have gotten alerted from different facilities that we've had veterans pass away.
Let me ask you this before I do let you go. Are you in need of PPE, medical equipment, ventilators, anything along those lines?
We are not. We have done very well at getting out in front of our supply issues. Our staff here, as I have mentioned, are just awesome, and they've just really stockpiled very well to meet our needs. We've done when I first arrived here in April, I think we had one testing platform for COVID. Next week, when we complete some validation, we will have five different systems to be able to do testing here, which has really allowed us to diversify in case there are any issues with reagents of any particular platform in the future. So we're set up very well here at the Butler Healthcare System.
What do you need from the public at this time?
Thoughts and prayers. And everybody to just again, be vigilant. Make sure you not only keep yourself safe, but keep your family safe. Practice, wear your mask when you're out and about so that you don't spread. Make sure you wash your hands and just be vigilant. We can all beat this. With the vaccinations coming here very shortly, we're so close to hopefully putting this behind us, but everybody just still needs to stay vigilant.
Mr. Kevin Amick, Director of the Butler VA. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it.